It is 7:45 on a Saturday morning, which means time for another wine chat with our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Good morning, Jack. I hope you are feeling much better today.
Well, I still have that raspiness, but I feel wonderful.
Well, that's what counts.
Yep.
You can sound like Barry White all you want.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fine.
What I thought we might talk about today is pairing wines with your Christmas dinner. A lot of people seem to think that's an absolutely overwhelming task. Actually, it's pretty easy. When you say you're going to have some people over and you have some appetizers, usually the appetizers should be kept generally fairly light, because don't forget you're going to have a big meal to follow that, etc. So something light and easy. Don't forget, I think I've told people through the summer and that, with salty stuff, if you're having like even a potato chip, try it sometime with a glass of sparkling wine. The marriage is incredible. Sparkling wines, whether it's Prosecco or sparkling Cremant from France or an authentic expensive champagne, when you taste that with a potato chip, you'll see what I mean about a great marriage. You want to keep the appetizers light, and you want to keep the wine that you serve with the appetizers light, the aperitif wines. Again, some of those sparkling wines like a Cremant, Boyo makes a wonderful Cremant Rosé that's not terribly expensive. It's about $15 a bottle. Would make an absolutely phenomenal wine to have as an aperitif. Another good wine for aperitifs is something like Pinot Grigio. You really want, in an aperitif wine, something that isn't going to steal the show, because you're going to have a better wine with the meal. So you want something that's good, but not going to overwhelm anything. After all, you want to try the different appetizers. Of course, if you're going to have roast goose, the traditional Dickens Victorian Christmas, have what the Victorians had. They had Hock. And Hock is the British name for German wines. And German wine would be the best wine of all to have with a roast goose. However, if you want a red wine with roast goose, try something like a Chateau Neuf du Pape from the Rhone Valley, or a Croix Hermitage, also from the Rhone Valley. It'd be very, very good. And don't forget, when you're preparing the goose, if you look inside, there are these big pods of goose fat. Take those out. You don't want all that fat in the goose while you're roasting it anyway. And render them, that is, put them on high heat and boil them down. And then try cooking potatoes in that goose fat. I am telling you, you've never had a potato that delicious in your entire life than when you cook potatoes, slice small potatoes, and fry them in goose fat. It'll become a family tradition from then forward. A lot of people have ham. And, you know, hams are generally glazed. They're a salty meat. Again, a go-to wine here is a German Riesling. They just go perfectly with ham. In fact, I'll never forget one of my early trips to Germany years ago, they served smoked pork chops and with a Riesling, and I thought they went together perfectly, and that was 50 years ago, and I think they still go perfectly together today. Also, another wine that goes absolutely wonderfully with ham is rosé, a rosé from Provence. You know, rosés just aren't summer wines. You can drink them year-round, and they really are wines that you can have with food at the table. They don't have to be relegated to aperitif. A good Provence rosé would go gloriously with a glazed ham. And then, as I said before, because hams tend to be a little salty, champagne or sparkling wine shouldn't be overlooked. And also Sauvignon Blanc, which is wonderful and comes from all over the world, you know, from down under in New Zealand and Australia to Chile to France, where it's called Sancerre. It's a wonderful wine. So that would also go well with ham. Turkey, hands down, no matter how you're going to do it, the best wine to have with it is the Vouvray from the Loire Valley. Vouvrays are absolutely an incredible wine. It's 100% Chenin Blanc. It, best of all, goes with everything you're going to have with the turkey. And, you know, turkey itself is an easy meat to pair wines with. But then when you figure out how you're preparing it, and that's a key whenever you're picking a wine to go with a meal, the different side dishes, they play a big role in it too. And that's why I always recommend Vouvray. If you want to have a red wine, have a Pinot Noir from Oregon, or a light burgundy like a Savigny-le-Bon from France would be perfect with the turkey. And don't forget, Beaujolais isn't bad either. And, you know, there's still some time left in the year to drink Nouveau Beaujolais. If you drink it in the year it's made, you have good luck all the following year. And so why take a chance? Have a little Nouveau Beaujolais perhaps with your turkey. Now, duck is another entree that I just love. I'm a big fan of duck, and I always have Rhone wines with duck. Little Cote de Rhone, doesn't have to be a big Chateau Cambrias is one of my favorites. It's about $10 a bottle, and it is absolutely delicious and would pair well with duck. However, if you're going to serve that duck with cherries or in a fruited sauce, that changes the ground rules. I'd suggest a white wine. Again, the old standby Riesling from Germany or Gewürztraminer from Alsace or a Viognier from France. Viognier is the white grape type from the Rhone Valley. They always go very, very well if you're having duck that's going to have a cherry sauce or something like that on it. Now, Baron of Beef or a prime rib, etc. Here's where you can just pick almost any big red wine. A big Cabernet from California, like Oakville East, would be glorious with prime rib, as would any Bordeaux. There, we have one called Chateau Malmaison, which is owned by the Rothschild family. Not expensive, about $25 a bottle. You could have it in 11 or 10 vintage. The wine has a little age on it, would accompany that prime rib just fabulously. You can also reach out and have Italian wines. A big Barolo from northern Italy would great. Or Amicone, which is poor man's Amarone. It's only about $15 a bottle, and it is absolutely delicious. It would enhance that prime rib beautifully. Pork, again, it's like the ham story. Pork is basically best with a white wine. However, if you want a red wine, I'd suggest, again, Pinot Noir from the Russian River Valley in California would be very, very good. Or a light Pinot Noir from Burgundy, something from the Côte de Beaune, would go well with it. Again, it depends on how the pork is prepared. Lamb. Now, lamb, oh, my favorite. Lamb cries for Bordeaux. And good Bordeaux in any vintage with a little bit of age on it would be perfect with lamb. You could also try something like Emerge Merlot. Would be just glorious. Also, I'll never forget one time we were in Spain and they served lamb with a Rioja. I can still manage that pairing in my mind. It was absolutely terrific. So you have lots of choices with lamb. If you're going to have salmon, my favorite is Pinot Noir. You just can't beat a Pinot Noir to go with salmon. I often tell the story about having that the first time out in Oregon, and I just thought it was glorious, and I still think it's a glorious marriage. Of course, if you like white wine, a good big Chardonnay would be exquisite with salmon, or you could have something even lighter, like somebody's Bourgogne, like Bouchard's Bourgogne with that salmon, modestly priced wine, but would be a perfect pairing. Then there's the, don't forget, sauces play an enormous role when you're picking any kind of wine. So it affects the wine choice when you decide how you're going to cook it. Again, for example, chicken. If you're going to cook the chicken in cream, you need a white wine with it. Something like a Chardonnay. Emerge is a good one. If you're going to have chicken thighs cooked in mushroom sauce, you want a bolder wine. Perhaps a red wine. Maybe even a Zinfandel with those chicken thighs in a mushroom sauce. If you're having dessert, well, here's where that is just terrific, in my opinion. Suppose you're having a bouche de Noël. That's a log of what, it's all pastry. It's a French traditional Christmas dish. And boy, that is wonderful with something like a glass of late bottle vintage port. Also, if you're having gingerbread house or gingerbread, that late bottle vintage port goes very, very well with it. And if you prefer another dessert, you want something sweet, try a Sauternes from France, or perhaps an ice wine from Canada. They're absolutely terrific and marry perfectly with those desserts. If, of course, you're going to have some ethnic cuisine, that really depends on the part of the world you're from and what you're going to have. Asian things call for Rieslings again. That's a good combination. Also Sauvignon Blanc and even a Gewurztraminer seems to go so well with any kind of Asian or Pan-Asian cuisine. Well, I think you get the idea. There's so many wonderful wines to choose, but be sure and choose one that's going to marry with how you prepare the meal, not just say I'm having roast beef. How are you going to do that roast beef? Or if you're having goose, how are you doing the goose? So I think having said all that, have a Merry Christmas to everybody, and be sure and pick a wine that you're going to like and will make that meal special.
Well, you've had some great ideas, and you know what I find interesting, too, is as they're all reasonably priced, what you've been talking about. There's nothing that's going to break the bank.
Absolutely, and that's how wine should be. It shouldn't be the most expensive thing on the table. Absolutely not. You want an affordable wine that, and of course, don't forget, if it's a special occasion like Christmas, why not have a better bottle of wine than you usually drink? Suppose your usual wine is $10 or $12. Maybe splurge and have a $25 bottle of wine this Christmas. Believe me, wine is reflective of what it costs. So in other words, if you've had a $5 bottle of wine and you have a $10 bottle of wine, maybe it won't be twice as good, but I guarantee you that $10 bottle of wine is going to be better than the $5 bottle of wine. And it's like anything else. You know, you get what you pay for. And so I would think that there are lots of very affordable wines. And I think all these wines I've mentioned, if you have an unlimited checkbook, they'd all be the kind of wines you could serve very proudly to anybody, especially your onophile friends who probably are very fussy.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, if you need a little bit of help or no help at all, you got to get to any one of the Haskell's locations. They'd be so glad to make your Christmas a special one.
That's for sure. You know, the folks at Haskell's love to talk about wine. They love to pair wines. And when they pair a wine, they're going to ask you how you prepare it, pick a wine for you, and you know, best of all, they're going to help you pick a wine that will not break the bank. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big, big dollars on wine. Don't forget, we will be open Christmas Eve tomorrow, Sunday, from 11 to 6, and we are open tonight till 10 o'clock. So there's plenty of time to get in and pick a wine that goes perfectly with what you're going to prepare for your holiday feast. There's a Haskell's near you, Haskell's in Bloomington, Chanhassen, Haskell's in downtown Excelsior. There's a Haskell in Faribault right off of 35. Our super cellar up in Maple Grove is not to be missed. We have free parking in our downtown Minneapolis store on 9th Street on Saturday and on Sunday. Haskell's in Minnetonka, Plymouth, St. Paul's Island Village, Haskell's in Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com or WCCO.com/wine. It'll take you right to the Haskell's website where you can peruse our 24-page holiday catalog. And don't forget, for last-minute gifts, we have got gift baskets galore. And what makes a better gift than the gift of wine?
Excellent, Jack. Merry Christmas to you and
Merry
your family
Christmas.
And all the good folks at Haskell's. And we will talk, I hope, 1 week from today.
I'm going to look forward to that, Denny, and I want to wish you and yours and all our fabulous WCCO listeners a very happy and healthy Christmas.
Thank you very much, Jack. Hope you feel better and get that voice back next week.